And now on In Focus, we have a group in from the Orchestra of the Oregon Trail. We have Kyle Wiley-Pickett, also Brad Ekus, and Brian Cook. We're going to go straight to the phone, though. We do have Kyle on the phone with us today. He's musical director and conductor for the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. We welcome you, Kyle. And I know it just sounds like things are getting increasingly interesting as you get closer to the date of your big orchestra event. And if you don't mind sharing with us some of the latest plans.
Yeah, good morning. It's I'm really happy to be on, and we're very excited about this. You know, this this concert out at Alco Springs is going to be just a great day, a great party, and a great chance to hear some music in such a beautiful setting. And yeah, things are definitely revving up as we are preparing for it. You know, the orchestra, we have some really fantastic music planned, but from an organizational standpoint, you know, so much of the work is happening at the level of the folks, you know, the organizers who are having to you know, figure out stage and tent and bathrooms and all the other affiliated things that go into putting a concert on like this. But I can just tell you, we're just thrilled to be part of it and looking forward to a great night of music out there.
Well, in fact, as you mentioned, too, I think we're talking three stages for performers, which is interesting, too. But, you know, tell us the part that your group will be playing and anything we need to know. Just maybe kind of entice us a little more. What kind of things will we be hearing?
Yeah, you know, when we do a concert like this, what I'm looking to do with the orchestra is to play music that is really familiar to people, that people are going to want to hear in this kind of a setting. And so I kind of focus the music on two different areas. The first half of the concert, we're gonna play two sets of music with an intermission in between. And the first set of music is really kind of based on the Old West or the Wild West, which again couldn't be better for Alco Springs. So we're gonna be playing music like the Grand Canyon Suite and Aaron Copland's Rodeo, you know, with the Hoedown, the music from John Williams' score to the Cowboys. So music that really will evoke the Old West, and pretty much everything we play there, people are going to recognize right off the bat. And then the second half of the concert, we're gonna go for Americana. And so again, it'll be everything that people know and love: Sousa marches, the American salute, the Armed Forces salute, Battle Hymn of the Republic, that kind of thing.
Well, and again, it just sounds like such a wonderful environment there. And I do have, as I mentioned earlier, Brad Ekus and Brian Cook with me in studio. You can give a shout out if you want to Kyle. And,
hey,
and
Kyle.
How's it going, Kyle?
And Brad, I know you have some other, you know, general information that you're going to share with us today.
Well, yeah, the event, it is a one-day event, and it's on September the 6th. The rain date is the next day on the 7th, and it's at the historic Alcove Springs Park, which is part of the Oregon Trail system. It really is a completely untouched park. It's in about the concert itself is in a large meadow that's faced by a cliff. On the stage for the concert will be in front of the cliff, and so it's a really beautiful wooded field. So the gates open at 1 o'clock. The entertainment starts at 2. There is free parking, which the park is located between Marysville and Blue Rapids on Highway 77, off kind of on a gravel road, River Road. But it's free parking, and then we'll provide transportation from the parking lot to the event, and it should be really a great day.
Now, have we said the day yet that this is? I mean, we've kind of been talking around it. Maybe we need to remind people of that, too.
Yeah, it's, again, September the 6th. Yep.
And I guess, Brian, you have some additional information you're wanting to share?
Yeah, you had mentioned we've got multiple stages. We've got the Ed Wiegers Memorial Stage, which is the big stage the Topeka Symphony Orchestra is going to be playing. We also have some other acts as well. Susan Werner is a performer from Chicago. She's sort of a folky, sort of a country deal. She's fantastic. She's going to be on the main stage. We've got Lucas Matty. He's a local guy. He has been, he sort of revitalized the Red Dirt Country deal here in Manhattan. He's going to take the stage about, I think, 2 o'clock or maybe 3. And then on the CJ Express stage, we're going to have Tim Strathman, who's a local country guy up our way in Marshall County. And then on our encore stage, we've got a group called Crying Heart. So after the symphony is done, we're going to try to shift everybody over to the beer and wine tent. We're going to keep the party going for a little while.
Now, what about tickets, how we can find out more information, that kind of thing? And I guess apparently that's your domain, Brad.
Well, it is. And yes, we still have tickets for sale. You can go to probably the easiest way is to go to our website, OOOT.org, and you can order those online. They are $55 and $15 for children under 12. So we've tried to make it a very affordable event. Everything that Brian just mentioned is included. So all the entertainment is just the one ticket price. We will have food for sale, food, wine, beer, other concession items. But I will say that people are allowed to bring their own food and drinks, non-alcoholic.
No glass.
No glass, no alcoholic beverages to be brought into the park. Also, I would point out that it's, I think maybe like the Symphony on the Prairie, it is, you can bring your own blanket, you can bring your own chair, whatever's comfortable for you, but we will have chairs for rent if you don't want to mess with that. So,
very good. Kyle, anything to add before we wrap things up today?
You know, if people haven't been out to the park, it is just a spectacularly beautiful setting. And, you know, when I went out there for the first time last year, and I was just amazed at it. I can't wait to play music there. It's just a perfect location, and, you know, people are going to have a great time. I mean, it's an all-day kind of event. You'll hear lots of different kinds of music, and the Speak Symphony is just thrilled to be the centerpiece of the concert in the evening. So I'm really looking forward to it, let me tell you that.
Sounds like so much fun. And Brian Cook, you want to add anything today too?
Yeah, I was there when Kyle first saw the Spring Park, and I remember seeing his eyes when he saw the venue, and he looked around and saw the way the trees lined it and the way the bluff was just north of the venue. He said it's almost like a natural amphitheater, and there is some of that there. It's a really great venue. We're going to see some great stuff with the other acts, with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. We've got some historical reenactors coming as well. We've got somebody who's going to be Johnny Appleseed. We've got somebody who's going to be Sarah Keys, who was with the famed Donner Party. And she was the first person to die in the Donner Party, and she died at Alcove Spring, and so we've got somebody coming back to reenact her. It should be a lot of fun.
And again, anything else to add at all from you, Brad, today before we wrap up? Just so much fun stuff. I'm sure we'll continue to get updates. I mean, we still are a month off almost.
Yeah, I think the only thing I would add is that we also, because it is a park, there are trails. We'll have some guided trails, some walks. Will actually have horse-drawn wagon ride. So there's going to be things for everybody to do, and it is meant to be a full-day event. It's going to be really great.
Yeah, the gates open at 1. The concert doesn't start till 6, but things really start going at 2 o'clock. So if you want to get there right before the show, you are certainly welcome to, but you're going to miss all kinds of great stuff to do throughout the day.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much to all three of you for joining me today. Kyle, of course, by phone, but we've had with us Kyle Wiley-Pickett, also Brad Ekus, Brian Cook, all with the Orchestra of the Oregon Trail. And again, I'm sure as we get closer, we'll have even more updates. And you've been listening to In Focus on News Radio. And we will come right back with some of the new Catholic priests in the area, Father Kerry Neinmeyer, Father Frank Cody, and Father Mike Demkovich, listening to In Focus.